All right, so then we left off Kuvtes. Kuvtes. So his idea over here was v'cheder b'nefesh shebo finding a room within my soul that only I can access. So I think we started this paragraph actually with this section. Let's just see. There are two kochos for a person. Koach achibur, koach achevrati shavo, v'koach abedidu shavo, the ability to be social man, connection, the ability to be alone. Ato naschil v'ar kitzad nakim es hargoshos hashlili. Now we have to try to figure out how to purge oneself from negative feelings. Adam nimtza b'misrad. Oh, yeah, we did do this. Medaber, okay, so remember again, he speaks about this. The person has a negative interaction, and that negative interaction becomes all-consuming, so consuming to the point that person can't work the rest of the day after having this particular negative interaction. So skip down to the next paragraph. Eich yochol adam kazeh lashkif es atzmo. How does, after having this negative interaction, how does a person quiet himself? So we all have these interactions where we have this situation. Good morning. We have this situation where a person has these negative thoughts. And the person has this negative interaction. Negative action interaction yields these negative thoughts. And no matter what I do, I can't get away from the negative thoughts. Adam shemaschil lahargiles atzmo lachios chayim shalavat megala makom benefesh efshali kanisilav. So a person who has become habituated or regular at making for at being alone with himself is able to create that little bit of personal space that he could retreat into in moments like this. Kimo adam shenimtza becheder, like a person who's found in a room. So the same way that if a person is living in a place and there are multiple rooms in the place, and a person has the ability to go from one room to the next, so too there are rooms within the heart of man. Each of us has rooms. Rooms of our heart. There are some rooms where I have company, I have interactions with others, and some rooms where I am simply alone with myself. These rooms are found inside the very heart of man. Ella biyamim harigilim bishaos harigilos lachios ba'olam shel sheket ba'olam shebesoch atzmo humaschil legalos ani chadash ani shehu lo hisragel ilov lo hikir osahayom. So he says something amazing. If a person goes ahead and the person habituates himself, not at times that he's angry, not at times that he's jealous, but in regular times, in regular moments, to live a little bit within this world of quiet, to live a little bit within this world of himself. So he begins to reveal this new ani, this new person. Of course, what he's referring to over here, when he says this new ani, he's referring ultimately to the man of solitude. Right? He's referring to this identity that I possess, that is me and me alone, not an identity vis-a-vis another, but an identity just myself. Yesh lo makom leheichal livrach. And his whole idea is, if I spend my time during tranquil moments, you know, it's an interesting thing. What klagadol in life is, people often wait to work on themselves until moments of crisis. You know, something happens, and so then I respond to what's happening. The truth is, the real way to work on oneself is in times of quiet, right? If there are such moments like that, right? In times where things, I say, are a little bit more tranquil. that's the time to really engage in insignificant work on oneself, because one has the emotional resources to do so. So he says, if a person works on this ability to, on this concept of being alone with oneself, of creating this identity of solitude, when times are good, when times are quiet, then during turbulent times, a person will have a place, a room to retreat to. He says, if a person recognizes this place for himself and the soul, he has somewhere to retreat to. But if he doesn't recognize this place for himself in his soul, where would he go? Ana mipanecha evrach. The ana mipanecha aster. Hakas rodev also. Ocholo somi bifnim. V'hulo misugal lishtachrer mimech. So it's a very profound yisod. So the Mechaber's whole point in all of this is that when there are negative social interactions, which we all have, the only way to combat negative social interactions is to access solitary man, to be alone with myself. But being alone with myself is an art. And being alone with myself only comes about if I've mastered this, if I've created my own personal space. How do you create your own personal space? This goes back to what he's been saying this entire time, of spending a few moments of quiet and solitude with myself. During regular times, of carving out time where I just spend with myself, I create this cheder, I create this room where I could be alone with myself. And therefore, in those moments when life is very difficult, in those moments specifically when I'm falling out or difficulties with others, those moments then I could retreat to this room, to this space of my own. Zihui, let's begin the next paragraph. Zihui hamachshavos v'habdalasam. Literally, the identification of thoughts and distinguishing between them. Ninase la'at la'at levayer. So here's what we've done. We've established the two identities of man: social man, solitary man. Those are the two things we've done so far. That's number one. Number two. Number two, what we've established is this: we established is that a person needs to be, in order to establish solitary man, a person has to spend solitary time. That's number two. Number three, solitary man, that identity is very important in moments of crisis where a person could retreat into themselves. But now the shaila we're going to deal with, of course, is how do you go ahead and actually create this identity of solitary man? Hiskarnu sha'adam tzarech limtzo la'atzmo asazmanim. We've already established a person has to find for himself some time. Afilu imhei mu'atim, even if it's just a few moments. Shebahem hurak im atzmo, a few moments to be alone with myself. Mahu osa'az, so osa'az is an interesting point. So let's say, okay, so now I'm going to carve out today between 10 a.m. and 10:10. Right? That's going to be my alone time. Time with me. Good. What am I going to do? What exactly am I supposed to do during that time? Yitachin, listen to this. This is so profound. Yitachin, sha'adam nimtza imatzmo. You can have a case where a person is alone with himself. V'chol New York etzlo b'sof rosho. Right? So I'm alone with myself. Yeah, what? All of New York is churning in my head. Also, you know, again, this is part one of the most difficult things we encounter, that even in moments when we try to turn off, and even in moments when we try to disconnect, you can disconnect from action, but it's very difficult to disconnect from thought. So I could go ahead and I could take, and we see, this is the greatest challenge. I could be with my family, I could be away on vacation, I could be sitting and learning, I could be sitting and davening, and yet, my mind, this lesson of it is very good. Right? My head is filled with New York. He says, "Hunimtza levad babayis." I could be alone in my house. Lo miskasher la'af echad. I'm not connected to anyone. Lo korei iton. I'm not reading the paper like we already established. Va'afidu es ha'pelefon hunitak. The cell phone's off. Avalu choshev v'choshev. But yet a person continues to think and to think. Lo rak mashe korei etzlo berachov. And not just about what's happening, literally the expression of what's happening in the street means the events right here next to him. Lo rak mashikori etzlo beir, not just what's happening in his city. Lo rak mashikori bar, it's not just what's happening in his land. Machshavto me'ofefes b'chola olam kulo. My thoughts have a way of just running, me'ofefes literally means flying around, right? They're flying around everywhere. Adam kazeh. Afilu shuninta kiviyachal levad, a person like this, even if he's technically alone, aval be'emes hu lo levad, but in reality he's not alone. Why? Ki b'mitzios kol ha'olam kulo b'socho, because in reality the entire world is within him. B'soch harosh shalo, in his head. Matzavo yoser garua mizeham adaber pelafon. To a certain degree, he's even worse than the guy on the cell phone. Shekin apelafon nimtza rak liyad ha'ozen. Because, you know, the cell phone at least is only attached to your ear. But your thoughts right, ultimately fill your mind. In order that a person could ultimately reach a world in which there is quiet. We'll say a person has to try to quiet their thoughts. You know, again, what's interesting is a lot of these things sound like, you know, like Eastern type of, you know, religions. What's fascinating is, I don't think you should know, Judaism, Klagodlis, whatever it is, if it's good, we had it first. You know, so meaning this idea, this what he's referring to over here, by the way, is meditation. This is what they do in yoga. This is what they, all the is quieting your thoughts. So what's interesting is this is, for us, it sounds a little bit strange because we're not necessarily used to doing this, but this is going to be, we're going to see a staple of proper avodas Hashem and proper life. So a person has to learn the art of quieting his thoughts. Kimuvan, einenu medabrim ala shkata bizman roish. We're not necessarily talking about, again, making things quiet in a turbulent time. Bizman shu tap of kof yud aleph. Torud b'miyuchad, kois b'miyuchad u'kidoma. So remember, there are times when you can't quiet your thoughts. There are times. There are times when life is very turbulent, and the truth is the turbulence is such that no matter what I do, I can't quiet my thoughts. There are crises, and when I'm in the midst of crisis, that's the lochab of crisis. Crisis is all-consuming, and the truth is, what the Mechaber would say is, don't try to quiet your thoughts in times of crisis, because it's going to be an exercise in futility. It's not going to work. Times when I'm very angry, and sometimes anger is warranted, don't try to quiet your thoughts, because again, it's not going to work out. Ella ala shkata bizman rogil. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about quieting one's thoughts in normal times. Yom ragil, a regular day. Tirdos regilos, regular tirdos, regular things that are weighing on me. Chayim regilos, and it's very important to sow. So what he's saying is, on one hand, in times of crisis, a person can quiet their thoughts. On the other hand, remember, life is always filled with crisis. Everybody, Soloveitchik writes about this extensively, that man is in a constant state of crisis. It's just a question of if it's an acute crisis or a mild crisis. Life is always filled with challenges. So to wait until life is fully calm and serene, you're going to be waiting a very long time. But his idea is, although there are certain acute circumstances where you can't quiet your mind, you can't quiet your thoughts, in other circumstances, regular life, person has to work on this yisod of being able, not just being alone, because being alone is meaningless, as if you said, if all of New York is churning in my head. Being alone is only meaningful if a person learns the art of quieting his thoughts. So we'll stop over here. Obviously, the Mechaber is going to explain to us how to get there. All right. Sorry. We'll get the mantra at the end, absolutely.